Hundreds of internally displaced persons sheltering at a UN-run camp in Bentiu protested Thursday against a decision by the World Food Programme to cut ration of food distributed to vulnerable groups in Unity State. Peter Van Der Auriet, the UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, says aid agencies have requested $1.7 billion for operations in the country, but received only 46% of that amount.
So meaning that we cannot provide the services we had intended to provide. In addition to that, now we have this additional humanitarian caseload, the returnees, many of whom are vulnerable, given the difficult situation that they are coming from in Sudan. So we are simply stretched, and the money is not there.
The UN says it will continue to support 3.2 million people who face the highest levels of food insecurity. Some internally displaced persons say they are worried about the future following UN's announcement. Rebecca Yom, who lives in Minkaman IDP camp, says her family may starve if aid agencies stop providing food aid.
We have not received food for the last 2 months. That is a challenging situation for us, IDPs. We are experiencing drought. Please, do not stop providing food for us. There is no one who can live without food.
Mary Adao is another IDP in Minkaman. She says some IDPs who were previously producing their food could not do so this year due to irregular rainfall.
As you know, we usually harvest our sorghum in August. Now we are trying to plant some sorghum and there is no rain. I see that there will be no good harvest this year and in the coming year. We expect to see hunger because we have produced nothing.
Manasseh Lomulewaya is the head of the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. He says peace and stability could move the country away from donor dependency syndrome.
We are all aware that funding internationally is going down because of geopolitics and other natural calamities that are affecting many parts of the world. And so the only thing we can do, totality, is an environment that is enabling our people to work for themselves. We need peace consistently, then we will be able to stand on our own. However, in this short time, we need to be supported.
South Sudan produces thousands of barrels of crude oil per day, yet the country is not able to pay civil servants and members of the security forces. The U.S. ambassador to South Sudan recently urged the government of South Sudan to be transparent with revenues from the oil sector. Albino Akol, South Sudan's humanitarian affairs minister, says the government has approved some funds to respond to the humanitarian crisis in the country.
Recently, when this influx of people coming from Sudan, continues, the government of South Sudan first allocated $5.3 million for the response, and then recently it also approved another $10 million for the response.
Akol says the government's plan to support the IDPs and returnees, but cautions that the government is also overwhelmed by the increasing humanitarian crisis happening in the country, making its efforts appear too little to match the huge need. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.